Next patient is Deborah Verdeen. The last name is V like in Victor, E R like in Roger, D like in Delta, I N like in November. First name Deborah, D E B R A H. This is the clinical case of a 64-year-old white female that has a lengthy history, has a history of cardiomyopathy that was documented through a cardiac catheterization that was performed by Dr. Punjani, P-U-N-J-A-N-I, in 2021. The ejection fraction at that time was 35%. The patient has had episodes of congestive heart failure. She used to be heavier, and she has changed the lifestyle. She is in a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction, and she's trying to decrease the protein intake. The patient has shown some fluctuations in the GFR and some alterations in the electrolytes, hypokalemia in the past, reason for the consultation. Period. The urinalysis that was done in September 11 of 2023 has no evidence of proteinuria. A specific gravity is 1016, and there is no evidence of hematuria, there is no evidence of casts. It has some white leukocyte steroids, but there is no evidence of positive nitrates. The serum creatinine was 1.1. The estimated GFR is 51. And the serum electrolytes are within normal limits. There is no evidence of hypercalcemia. The impression is that this patient has most likely cardiorenal syndrome associated to dilated cardiomyopathy. Number two, the patient has evidence of hyperlipidemia with the elevation of the serum cholesterol and the LDL. However, she is reluctant to take statins. A change in the diet, going to a plant-based diet, is going to help her in controlling the hypercholesterolemia. Following number, arterial hypertension that is corrected, following number, hypokalemia that is corrected. I want to thank Dr. Medinci, M-E-D-I-N-C-I, for the kind referral. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spend 20 minutes reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face, 25 minutes, in the documentation, 10 minutes.